When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
It is amore.
I love that song. I just work at Olive Garden. I heard that a million times.
That means love, Alexis.
Oh, I think I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
When hot girls mouth along to a J Balvin song, that's a...
Woo! TikTok click shot! I know that one.
It's a TikTok click shot because we're so shocked at how many clicks that dumb viral video's been getting.
Yeah.
We've got some of the biggest TikToks from the past week ready to go. Let's get into your first TikTok click shock, which got over 8.4 million views.
Whoa.
It's a lot from a guy named Scott Klein. He's from Florida, and recently he was standing on the bow of a boat with his girlfriend, Susie Tucker.
Okay.
A friend was filming the two of them when Scott gets down on one knee to propose. And so he reaches into his back pocket to pull out the ring. The corner of the ring box catches the top of his pants.
It slips
out of his hands, bounces off the deck, and into the ocean.
Worst nightmare.
Right into the Gulf of Mexico.
Couldn't it just be a pond? Why you gotta be in the Gulf of Mexico?
And I'm guessing rings don't float?
Oh my god. What? If they do, then you paid too much.
Yeah, if it's a real diamond, it'll better sink.
So what did Scott do? He went into full panic mode and immediately dove off the boat into the sea, clothes on.
I think most people would, to be honest.
Here's a picture of it. And dove is actually a graceful way of putting it. He basically tumbles off the side of the boat and falls into the water. Thankfully, because it was still in the box, it floated for just a split second, giving Scott enough time to grab it as it sank.
There should be a mini flotation device in every box.
That's so true.
Everyone should be inflatable and fireproof.
Should just be a new rule. No proposals near large bodies of water.
Especially international waters.
A lot of people weighed in on it the comments. One person said, from the way he jumped in, I could tell it was expensive.
I mean, the jump looks like it hurt. It looks like he may have hit part of the side of the
boat. Or she might have pushed him.
Go get it.
Another person said, now that's commitment, LOL. And there's another comment that says, imagine jumping in the water just for her to say no.
Because she never answered the question yet.
Well, she didn't have to.
She didn't. His girlfriend accepted the proposal.
Yay.
And even if their marriage doesn't last, at least the viral video is going to live on forever with millions of views. So that's a TikTok click shock.
Hey.
Your next
TikTok click shock
is from a user named Sydney Barina. She got over 5 million views last weekend because she attended the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year in person.
I watched almost the whole thing. It was more stacked with performances than ever before.
It was like celebrities on celebrities.
Wow.
Well, Mariah Carey was one of the people who performed this year.
And my husband said, is she singing? I said, well, I think so, but I don't think her mic is on.
But her dress was unbelievable. Ooh.
Well, Sydney was close enough to where Mariah was performing. Performing the hit All I Want for Christmas Is You.
And
the thing that Sydney couldn't understand, and the reason her video got so many views, is she was wondering why were Mariah's lyrics scrolling across the teleprompter while she sang, like she was at a karaoke bar.
Like she couldn't remember them?
Like at this point, Mariah sang that song thousands and thousands of times, so why would she still need the words for it?
Don't you guys remember that New Year's Eve that one year?
Let's just take all of our precautions.
Well, a lot of her fans came to her defense immediately, calling the device an essential tool for live recording. And even a TV production employee weighed in, saying it's probably just a fail-safe in case the audio in her ear fails. Then she'll have the words to know where she is in the song.
Yeah, that could be.
I could see that.
Because she woke up in a bathtub of champagne because she's Mariah Carey.
Others were saying, nope, total diva move.
I think it's weird to have it when I don't think that those were actually her live vocals.
She's trying to sell it.
That got a ton of views. Over 5 million people tuning in just to watch Mariah read the words to her own song.
Good on you, Mariah. You looked fantastic. And I love the parasol.
That's a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Is from a 25-year-old guy in New York named Anthony Begeman. And his weird office prank video has gotten over 25 million views.
Whoa! I love office pranks. Yeah. What do we got?
It's over 3.5 million likes, but this is kind of unusual.
Is it funny?
Okay.
Well, I'll let you be the judge. It's taken him over a month to pull this off.
Really?
And I'll let the video explain it.
I've been adding a block of cheese to the fridge at work every day for the past month. So far, no one has said anything about the large accumulation of cheese.
So here's a picture of it.
Oh,
there
my
are
God.
Big, like, giant blocks of Yum. White cheese. And
dude, that's like a two-pound hunk, a Dang. Pound,
it's
at least
huge.
A pound.
And there's dozens of them in the fridge. Apparently, nobody at his work is saying anything. But people in the comments were loving the prank.
And it's all the same brand.
Yep.
That is an expensive.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's what everybody in the comments were wondering. How much money has this dude dropped on cheese in 1 month?
For real.
Someone said, quote, so bro, that's like $192 worth of cheese. What? You that cheese rich.
How is that guy so accurate on the price?
It's more flex than anything.
Pretty much.
Kinda, what is he going to do with all the cheese at the end of the prank?
Charcuterie board.
Well,
does.
He's just, he's kept on doing it, waiting for someone at his work to notice. And then there was finally an update.
Oh, they did?
He posted a second video where he opens the work fridge and all the cheese is gone.
Wait, what?
No
Someone
way.
Stole his cheese?
In its what? Place, he found a note from a coworker that said, I saw your video. The cheese is mine now.
Oh!
Played himself.
More than 5.3 million people watched the update video, and now they want more.
Yes!
The comment says, now this is getting interesting.
Now what he needs to do is stack salami in there.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
So eventually that they can do the charcuterie
yeah,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say just put cottage cheese in there, but not in the package. Just fill it with cottage cheese. Who's going to steal that? Spoon by spoon?
Oh, somebody at this station would.
Brooke would
yeah,
do
you're right. Yeah, Brooke would be like, hey guys, cottage cheese yeah. on the fridge.
We'll keep you updated on Cheesegate going forward, but those are your
TikTok click shots.
Stories for the day. Phone taps coming up next.